Hey guys, Will Durst here, using a third towel to wipe down from the vice presidential wrestling match, debate. The sweat coming off both the bottom names of the campaign bumper stickers was so thick on the Danville, Kentucky stage, it shot right through television screens onto we viewers at home. In this highly anticipated undercard bout, Joe Biden and Paul Ryan took off the gloves and went at each other with straight policy jabs and sweeping rhetorical hooks for 90 minutes. No knockdowns were recorded, but most ringside judges gave the decision to Biden for stopping his own party's bleeding and blocking his opponent's momentum. Kudos were also tossed Martha Raddatz's way, who refereed the event with a command and aplomb that had veteran observers refer to her as the anti-Jim Lehrer. Paul Ryan's intensive training paid off, and he punched and counterpunched all evening while smiling so hard you could almost hear the enamel cracking inside his mouth. Meanwhile, Joe Biden had to physically restrain himself from dismantling the desk and chewing it into pieces. Like a hyper chihuahua finally let out after a long weekend cooped in the closet. Apparently, the former senator from Delaware had downed a couple of bottles of very caffeinated Ensure. Might want to ensure the White House has a case or two ready for President Obama next Tuesday. Both Catholic fighters, the 69-year-old vice president and the 42-year-old Wisconsin congressman, danced around the ring when the question of abortion was raised and a no-smirking zone was briefly established. And not a single word about Big Bird. Although it was an entertaining, if not informative, match, and the general consensus is, if the two combatants promised to wear spandex next time around, we could easily sell a rematch on pay-per-view. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.